Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Is your father a liar? There was a firestorm of ridicule when President Trump announced via Twitter that his phone had been tapped by then President Obama many months ago. But one of today's headlines, at least in the conservative news outlets, screams that is exactly what happened. The truth has finally emerged, and yes, Mr. Obama did in fact have the phone of Trump's former campaign manager wiretap both before, during, and after the election to include conversations with the president. Okay, you might say, so what? Who cares? For crying out loud, there are serious issues at hand, like what Hollywood said about Trump at the Emmy Awards. I respond that we should stop for a moment and think about the implications of a sitting presidential administration wiretapping a political opponent's campaign manager's conversation. Isn't this what the KGB does in Russia? Why didn't the media pursue this story with reckless abandon? The real problem here is a five-letter word, truth. Has our country lost interest in truth? Can it even recognize truth? I hate to think of the honest answer to that one. It's gotten to the point where we cannot believe anything in the media. If you believe what you see reported every day, then one thing is certain, you are being bamboozled. They don't report the news, they print the talking points of their agenda. Politicians are no different. They promise to abolish Obamacare, cut taxes, blah, blah, blah. And once elected, they don't honor their word for 5 minutes. It is both maddening and saddening. I taught my sons to tell the truth at a very young age and threatened severe disciplinary measures if I ever caught one of them in a lie. I taught them that even if telling the truth resulted in them getting into trouble, it would be far worse if they lied about it. Telling lies always makes things worse. Perhaps my proudest achievement is to have raised honest kids whose word is their bond. I suspect that this lesson is far more difficult to teach nowadays because people can look around the world and see liars at the top of every cultural mountain. Liars do seem to succeed for a while, and this comes from Satan, who has been given authority over the world due to our sin. Jesus taught this about Satan in John 8:44. For you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Don't be deceived, my friends. It is important to note that I said above that liars seem to succeed. As with most things that are of Satan, people are deceived. Lies become the norm, and those who engage in it end up being prisoners to their own lies. The truth destroys the lies of Satan and frees those who follow God in the pursuit of truth. So if you want to be free, tell the truth. Value the truth, guard the truth, treasure the truth, and pray for the truth to return to this great country. John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is Bob Williams, and thanks for listening.